Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Empower Ed Podcast featuring our Global Voices series, wherein we continue to ponder over the effect of COVID-19 pandemic on education. And we are very happy to listen to the different experiences of teachers around the world. And for this episode, I am very honored to have with me my friend over in Taiwan. So Ryan, welcome to the show.
Hi everyone, my name is Ryan Wong. I came from the Philippines too, but I'm teaching in Taiwan for more than 16 years. I teach at Hangzhou International School, and my specialty is MYP design, science, and personal project.
So how are things there, Ryan?
Taiwan is practically very safe country right now, and everybody is in normal stage, so happily we're not in the lockdown mode like the rest of the world. We are still okay with going out, eating out, but we're still cautious on, of course, wearing masks, having sanitizers, and being part of the community to help out.
Well, watching from the news right now, it really amazes me how, you know, how Taiwan has really responded to, you know, the pandemic, and how Taiwan has been showing us the different, you know, the best practices. You're setting some record here, setting some best practices that we hopefully can follow. Obviously, things have been very different, and, you know, political discussion aside, I really believe Taiwan has done a great, great job on this. I think the more important question for me to ask right now is, how has been the education when the pandemic has its peak right now?
The pandemic started during our Chinese New Year, so everybody's traveling, everybody is doing a lot of things abroad. And then when the pandemic started, the government started to take notice on it and then act upon it. And then while I was away, there were a lot of restrictions in coming into Taiwan, and then we were able to control it. And then when we came back, there were announcements that there will be a 2 weeks delay, so that everybody's going to be prepared for accepting students again. A lot of schools in Taiwan were preparing those 2 weeks on how prepared they will be during those time. So it's quite different from the norms that we used to have. There's more precautions in stricter rules on wearing masks. So this is our almost the ninth week coming back from, ninth week of our school for second semester. And still, a lot of students still, they need to wear masks. And then because a lot of students are wearing masks and complaining about it, why did they need to wear masks? But it's government regulation that we need to wear masks all the time. For teachers who are at first, teachers don't like to wear masks during teaching hours, but now it's more ease up on we need to do so that we are responsible in what we have, so to protect our citizens, to protect our environment too. So I think Taiwan really have a good chance on this pandemic, and through education we are able to give a lot of advices to other students who are not really aware of it. So I think it's very well movement for Taiwan in education, educating students and educating the parents, educating everyone.
You mentioned about like your Ministry of Education giving you like around 2 weeks to prepare. So there was no quick or rapid transition to like online learning.
No. Online learning has been implemented. We are already in session for the classes. So basically, when we started our classes, we were unaware that we need to learn the online platforms. So a lot of teachers were unable to cope up with these things. So because we were afraid that might be there would be a spike on the coronavirus, and a lot of students will be need to stay at home and start doing the online courses. So for the teacher's part, there are a lot of frustration, there are a lot of mitigation, and then helping out each other on how to use the online platform. So there are instances that teachers are unable to cope up. So sometimes we need to learn step by step on how to help other teachers.
I know that you're into technology also. You have been helping other teachers. I see your post online and you've been sharing about it. How has it been like, you know, you mentioned a while ago, but what were the opportunities at this moment for your teachers and even for you?
Yes, because there are a lot of choices to which platform we need to use, right? So at first, the school decided to use Microsoft Teams because the administrator feels that Microsoft Teams will be the best choice for us. And then there were a lot of problems with the recording with Microsoft Teams because students, you know, students will be students and then they like to kick other students out and then doing some ridiculous posts. So the problem is the control. How are you going to control the kids not doing foolish things in online? The introduction of Zoom in the classroom were implemented by the directive of the education board that to say, okay, you can explore different kinds of video conferencing. And then we decided to use Zoom during this time. And then after a few weeks, the Minister of Education said, okay, because Zoom is bypassing some security measures, we're going to block Zoom for any government usage. So we need to find other sources so that we need to mitigate the online platform. So, and then we tried the classroom online platform so that students will be able to use it in real time, so teachers will be able to see if it's okay or not. And then once we say okay, and then teachers now, just last week, we had a trial again regarding Google Meets. Because Google is quite available in Taiwan, so because of the Google Suites. And then we were able to have a smooth transition from Zoom to Google Meet. So quite very interesting. I think because the frustration from teachers was very big because some teachers are not as technology advanced as other teachers are, or they're not practicing it all the time. Then the transition from none to having it. So it is a must. So the frustration was impacting the stress level of the teachers. And then there are a lot of things that need to be done. And then because we don't know if the shutdown will occur or not, but we still need to be prepared. The mediation of it is quite literally a lot because the amount of work that we need to have because we are in class session and then we need to practice online session with the students too. So the stress level is high and then the anxiety is high. So this is the biggest problem.
Very curious question, Ryan. like your school is able to do this. Can you paint us a picture, like for the whole Taiwan, in a sense? Are you guys online? Are all classes online, or are there also some challenges to, you know, internet connection?
Internet connection is not a problem in Taiwan because we have pretty fast connection, and then it's quite cheap to have a 4G connection on our cell phone. So connection wise, there's no problem. The problem might be the acceptance from non-online learning to an online learning platform. So that would be a big shift from the idea of teaching, because a lot of parents think that when the students are on the computer, they're playing games.
Yeah, they're not studying.
Yes. So they're not learning. So students nowadays are not how can I say this? It's not only one linear concentration. They can concentrate in different things. They are able to do different things at the same time. As adults, we multitask, so they're multitasking in different ways. So I do not agree that the students are not paying attention when they are online. Nevertheless, there are some problems that we need to overcome. The Ministry of Education has a directive that school needs to practice online learning. For going to an online platform in the future, I don't see it coming yet unless there will impact on it. We are able to do some flip learning, like doing lessons beforehand and then presenting it. Those are the things that is already a norm in a classroom. So doing some ed puzzles, those are activities that we do, quizzes, Kahoot, those are things that is already in our curriculum. So the shift needs to work on how the online will be beneficial for learning. There should be an idea on encapsulating all the educational force, not only in class, but also out of classroom.
Ryan, very interesting note on the mind shift, like not just for teachers, for students, but really for parents. I think that's very crucial, and I would understand traditional parents. I too have encountered parents here in the Philippines who would even say that, you know, technology, learning with technology might be more of a distraction, which can be true. But in the end, the openness right now to learning with technology and its benefits, I think we need to be more open, and we need to, you know, to help parents understand. Because in the end, like for school closures, students will be learning at home, parents might be with them. So therefore, they need to understand really like what you've said, the benefits that we can get from it, especially when we are, you know, we're not given a chance to deliver face-to-face learning. It's really important that on a national level, the infrastructure is ready, there is access, and students are given access to online learning. Access to internet is just cheap there. I would imagine that's, I've been there, it's really easy to really connect. I think that's very important. And if you have those, you pointed out that there is a need for teachers to prepare to for everyone to shift their thinking about online learning or learning with technology.
Yes.
Ryan, what has been like your most important learnings as of this moment?
I think we live in a modern world, and then if we are unable to adapt in the situation, it might be hindering us to improve.
Yeah.
I think it's important to understand that this kind of situation might arise again. And then we need to be prepared. And then anything that we set up needs to be addressed. So for me, having a clear goal, what do we need to accomplish? So like every day we have a goal for a lesson. So that would be your guidelines for for your class, then how you would be able to proceed with that plan. So with this online platform, we have to have a goal. Everybody needs to be on track, because we don't know what will happen. So luckily, it's not happening yet in Taiwan, and then Taiwan is really handling well, and then we don't need to worry about it. So the preparation is needed, even though there's no pandemic, it needs to be prepared. And then this is a learning curve that everybody needs to work on, because if, for example, the students will be going to abroad, how will we be able to help them? A lot of students in Taiwan are going abroad. So they're going abroad to United States, to everywhere. So how can they cope up with different style of teaching? So in this thinking, learning from this pandemic is a good mind shift of teachers on how to be more adaptability in this in this situation.
Thank you so much for those words. Adaptability, flexibility are very much needed. Readiness is really, really important.
Yes.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Ryan. It's a pleasure having you right now, and having this conversation.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we surely learned a lot from you. Thank you to our audience also for listening. Please continue to subscribe and listen to our other episodes. So thank you, everyone. Keep safe and be healthy.